Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a subweight bass wobble arrangement in Ableton Live 12 that leans into that old-school jungle and DNB feeling. We're not just making a bass sound here, we're arranging it like a real track, with an intro, a drop, a switch up, and an outro that a DJ could actually mix. That's the key idea today. In drum and bass, the bass line is not just a loop you repeat forever. It's part of the story. It has to breathe with the drums, leave space for the snare, and hit with enough shape and contrast that the whole tune feels alive. If the bass is too busy, the groove gets clogged. If the structure is too random, it stops feeling like a proper record. So we're going for weight, clarity, and that classic dance floor logic. We'll keep things beginner-friendly and use Ableton stock tools only. That means operator or wavitable for the bass, utility for mono control, EQA to keep the low end clean, plus saturator, drum boss, and auto filter for movement and grit. We also use a chopped breakbeat and some atmosphere to create space around the bass, because in this style the background matters just as much as the low end. First, set up your project. Start a new live set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for jungle and old school DNB. If you want it a little looser, you can stay around 170. If you want it a touch more energetic, go up to 174. Then create separate tracks for drum break, kick, snare, sub-bass, mid-bass, atmosphere, and effects. This separation is important. A lot of beginners try to cram everything into one instrument track, and then wonder why the mix feels messy. When each part has its own lane, you can shape the low end, automate movement, and build the arrangement much more cleanly. Also, keep an eye on headroom. While you're building, don't push the master into clipping. Aim to have the master peaking around minus 6 dB so you've got room for the bass to breathe. Now let's build the drum foundation. Drag in a classic breakbeat, or use a break sample inside Simpler on the drum break track. If you use Simpler, classic mode works great here. Chop the break up with warp or slice tools and focus on the main kick and snare pulse. You want those little ghost notes and accents too, because that's where the jungle feel comes from. It should feel a little loose, not robotic. If the groove needs a bit more swing, open the groove pool and try a subtle groove setting around 54 to 58%. Don't overdo it. The point is to give the break some human feel, not make it wobble out of time. You can also use EQA to cut any sub-rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz, and if the break needs more punch, try drum boss with a little drive. Keep the boom low for now. We want energy, not mud. If your break feels too thin, add a separate snare layer. A simple snare sample can help the backbeat cut through. That old-school tension comes from the break carrying motion, while the snare keeps the listener locked in. Now for the subweight. This is the foundation. On the sub-bass track, load operator or wavitable and keep it super simple. Start with a sine wave or something close to it. Turn off anything unnecessary. This layer needs to stay mono and stable, because the sub is the part that makes the track hit hard on a club system and still translate on smaller speakers. A good starting point is a very fast attack, a short to medium decay if you want a punchier phrase, and a sustain that lets the note hold if needed. If you want the sub to feel more like a stab, keep the note short. If you want it to feel more like a rolling foundation, let them ring a little longer. After the synth, drop in utility and set the width to 0%. That locks the sub in the center, which is exactly what we want. For your MIDI, keep it simple at first. Think in phrases, not loops. You might only use two or three notes in a one-bar idea, like A, G, and E if you're working in a minor. Don't try to fill every gap. In old-school jungle and DNB, space is power. A note held over a drum fill can feel heavier than five busy notes. Next, build the wobble or movement layer on a separate mid-bass track. This is where the character comes in. Use wavitable or another synth patch with a sol-bass tone, a bit of detune, and a small amount of unison. This layer should not carry the sub. It should sit above it and bring the motion, the grit, and the bass identity. A really solid beginner approach is to high-pass this layer around 80 to 120 Hz with EQ8, so it doesn't fight the sub. Then add saturator with a few dB of drive to give it more attitude. After that, use auto filter or manual automation to create wobble movement. You can automate the cutoff in one bar or two bar sweeps, or use a gentle LFO style motion. The important thing is to make the movement feel musical, not random. A good rule to remember is this: the sub stays boring on purpose, and the mid bass gets to be expressive. That contrast is what makes the whole thing feel powerful. If both layers are moving too much, the low end turns blurry. If the sub is steady and the mid layer is doing the dancing, the groove stays focused. Now let's arrange the intro. For a DJ-friendly setup, Start with 8 bars that don't reveal everything too early. That means atmosphere, filtered break elements, maybe some light percussion, but no full bass drop yet. Bars 1 to 4 can be mostly atmosphere and a stripped break. Bars 5 to 8 can add a little more drum detail, like a ghost hat or snare layer, but still keep the bass out or heavily filtered. On the atmosphere track, you can use a pad, a noise texture, or a resampled ambient sound. Put auto filter on it and slowly open the cutoff over time. A reverb with a long decay can help, but keep the dry slash wet low so it sits behind the drums. The goal is to create space around the groove, not wash everything out. This is where the arrangement starts to feel like a real track. The intro is not just a waiting room. It's a setup for the energy that's coming. DJs need space to mix, so give them that breathing room. Then comes the first drop. This is where the bass and drums start talking to each other. Think call and response. The drums say something, then the bass answers. For example, one bar might hit with a strong drum accent and a bass note, the next bar might leave space, then the bass comes back on the offbeat. That push and pull is a big part of the jungle feeling. Try building an 8-bar drop where the bass doesn't play constantly. Let it hit, rest, answer, and rest again. Use short notes, maybe 1/8 or 1/16 lengths, and leave gaps for the snare and break edits. If every space is filled, the groove loses impact. Silence is one of your best arrangement tools. Even a tiny gap before a snare hit can make the next hit feel much bigger. As you layer the sub and mid bass together, keep checking the balance against the drums. The sub should be felt more than heard. The mid bass should give the wobble identity. If the bass starts masking the snare, back off the mid bass a little or brighten the snare slightly. Always test the bass with the drums, not just in solo. That's a huge beginner habit to build early. Now do some basic mixing cleanup. Use EQ8 on the bass tracks and the break. Keep the sub clean below around 120 Hz, and make sure the mid bass isn't crowding the same space. If the atmosphere is muddy, cut some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. If the drum break has extra rumble, clean that out too. A little saturation can help the bass read better without simply turning it up louder. That's often the smarter move. You can also put drum boss on the drum group to give the break more weight and character. Just be careful not to overdo it. The snare and kick still need to punch through. In DNB, the drums are part of the impact. If the bass is huge but the drums are weak, the whole drop feels smaller than it should. After the first main drop section, add a switch up. This keeps the tune moving and stops it from feeling like a loop stretched across the timeline. You don't need a brand new bass sound. Small changes can go a long way. Try removing the sub for one bar, shifting one bass note, adding a fill, or opening a filter for a moment and snapping it back. Even a missing note variation can make the pattern feel fresh. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. Maybe bars 1 to 8 are your main idea. Bars 9 to 16 bring a variation with a drum fill and a slightly different bass rhythm, and bars 17 to 24 return to the main idea with more texture. That kind of phrasing makes the track feel intentional. It also makes it easier for a DJ to follow. If you want more movement, you can add a second response layer in the later part of the drop. Maybe a filtered higher bass accent or a little noise hit. Keep it subtle. The goal is not to overwhelm the groove. It's to keep the arrangement alive. Now let's shape the outro. A DJ-friendly outro should gradually remove layers in a logical order. Usually, you pull out the mid-bass first, then let the drums and sub carry a bit longer, then reduce the atmosphere, and finally leave a stripped section that's easy to mix out of. A clean 8-bar or 16-bar outro is a big plus if you want the track to work in a set. A simple outro shape could be full groove for the first 4 bars, then bass dropping out for the next 4, then strip drums and light atmosphere after that. If you want to keep the mood, leave a filtered pad or some vinyl noise tucked low underneath. Just make sure the low end clears out enough for the next track to come in. Here are a few things to watch out for. Don't make the sub stereo. Keep it mono with utility. Don't put too much movement in the low end. Let the mid bass wobble, not the sub. Don't drown the track in reverb, especially on the bass or drums. Don't write a pass line that never stops. And don't forget to check the bass against the kick and snare together, because that's where the real groove lives. A few pro style tips can really level this up. Add a bit of texture under the bass, like noise or Foley high passed very lightly, just to give it a darker aura. Use saturation instead of just adding volume. Let the drums punch first. Try a tiny pitch movement on bass accents if you want that slightly worn, sampled feel. And if you want to get really authentic, resample a few bars of your groove and chop the audio for fills or transitions. One great exercise is to check the track at low volume. If it still feels heavy when turned down, the rhythm and low-end balance are probably solid. That's a strong sign your arrangement is working. So here's the big takeaway. In jungle and old-school DNB, weight comes from contrast. Sub versus texture. Drums versus bass. Bass versus impact. If you keep the sub centered and simple, let the mid-bass move, and arrange everything with clear intro, drop, variation, and outro sections, you'll end up with something that feels a lot more like a real tune and a lot less like a loop.